In 1996, Clea Coff was a 23-year-old graduate student studying prehistoric skeletons in Berkeley, California. Then she was sent by the United Nations International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda to the site of a mass grave to help exhume bodies and strengthen the UN's case against alleged perpetrators of genocide. As a forensic anthropologist working for the UN, Coff spent the next few years investigating other mass graves in Bosnia, Croatia, and Kosovo. She describes her work in her new book, The Bone Woman. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
A few weeks after September 11th, 2001, Leon Wieseltier, literary editor of The New Republic, wrote a column that should be required reading for any aspiring or practicing writers. Wieseltier went after what he saw as excessively fine literary accounts of September 11th. For instance, he quoted from a piece published by John Updike in The New Yorker, in which Updike described the destruction of the Twin Towers thusly: "Smoke speckled with bits of paper curled into the cloudless sky, and strange inky rivulets ran down the giant structure's vertically corrugated surface." Such writing, Wieseltier rightly commented, defeats its representational purpose because it steals attention away from reality and toward language. It is provoked by nothing so much as its own delicacy. I thought a lot about Wieseltier's denunciation of pretty adjectives and adverbs as a kind of linguistic armor against atrocity as I was reading Clea Coff's book, The Bone Woman. Coff is a forensic anthropologist, and she writes with a restraint and eye for detail that you would expect of a scientist. Perhaps because of that training, Coff avoids straining for big meditations on life and death in her book. As a forensic anthropologist, Coff knows that bones talk, and she simply lets the bones she exhumes give testimony here. In descriptions free of sensationalism or sentimentality, Coff recounts unearthing skeletons and partially decomposed corpses of the victims of genocide around the world. Standing sometimes waist-deep in groundwater, Coff and other members of her UN team exhumed human remains thrown into mass graves in rubbish pits and mines and latrine holes. Maggots and stench and all the horrors that flesh is heir to were part of Coff's everyday working conditions, a work she could only do, she says, by maintaining her anthropological stance of seeing remains as a puzzle that she needed to solve. It's that same emotional distance that gives the Bone Woman its pared-down power. Coff concedes that her odd profession grew out of being an odd child, the daughter of a Tanzanian mother and a white American father, both documentary filmmakers. She grew up around the world. From the time she was 7, Coff says, she was collecting dead birds and burying them. By 13, she was burying other dead birds in plastic bags and digging them up later to see how long it would take them to turn into skeletons. Coff's weird hobbies were focused into a career after she was inspired by a book called Witnesses from the Grave, about a group of graduate students led by forensic anthropologist Clyde Snow, who unearthed and tried to identify the remains of Argentines who disappeared during the military junta of the 1970s and 80s. Coff begins her account of each mission with a summary of the political conflict that sparked these crimes against humanity in the first place. Then she details how she and her team assembled the physical evidence necessary to prove genocide. In Bosnia in 1996, for instance, Coff recounts how she and other UN workers dodged landmines as they exhumed the bodies of some 150 men and boys. Surviving female family members had been told by officials that their vanished menfolk had just run off. When the women were persuaded to come look at the bodies, they identified their missing sons and husbands by the individual sewing stitches they used to repair the worn-out clothing found on the corpses. Earlier that same year in Rwanda, Coff and her team worked outside a rural church on the shores of Lake Kivu. It's an Edenic spot where, in 1994, several thousand people seeking refuge were slaughtered over a period of days by grenades and machetes wielded by militiamen. Koff and her co-workers eventually exhumed over 500 bodies from a single mass grave, one section of which they began calling the nursery because the remains of so many children were found there. Why does anyone, even a scientist, choose to witness such horrors over and over? Koff admits to anxiety attacks and to being haunted by nightmares of lying in bed with body parts. But she also says a dead body can incriminate perpetrators who believe they have silenced their victims forever. This is the part of forensic anthropology that drives me, this kicking of bad guy ass when it's least expected. The Bone Woman deals with gruesome subjects, but it is not itself a gruesome book. Through its unpoetic vision of all those piles and piles of exhumed bones, Koff's book testifies to our humbling common humanity that the perpetrators of genocide would deny.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Bone Woman by Clea Koff. Coming up, Ken Tucker reviews the first major label release by the trio Secret Machines. This is Fresh Air.